Namaskar.
Bienvenue.
I'm from Bangalore, India.
Dublin, Ireland.
Turkey.
The Philippines.
This is Feet into Words.
I came here to study.
To work. To volunteer.
Build a life of my own.
Welcome to Feet into Words.
Esto es Con los pies en dos mundos.
Bir ayağım burada, bir ayağım orada yaşıyorum.
Welcome to Feet into Worlds.
The New Hampshire primary from a Latino perspective. I'm John Rudolph, executive producer of Feet into Worlds, a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School. I'm here with Pilar Marrero and Valeria Fernandez, both of whom are in New Hampshire to cover the first-in-the-nation primary for La Opinión, the Spanish-language daily in Los Angeles. Pilar, the polls have shown that the two most important issues to Latino voters are the economy and immigration. What are the candidates campaigning in New Hampshire for the GOP presidential nomination? What are they saying to address these two areas of concern to Latino voters?
Not much. I don't think they're speaking to Latino. I don't think they have Latinos in mind what they're speaking all through the primaries. In fact, so far, the campaigns have pretty much been ignoring the ethnic media and the Latino press and I think the Latino community for the most part. And heading to Florida, it will change. But until now, all we hear is stuff that is directed towards their base, towards their voters. And they know Latinos are not a significant amount of Republican voters at this point, and they don't seem to be...
In New Hampshire or in Iowa.
In both New Hampshire, Iowa, or even in the nation at this point. I mean, before Iowa and New Hampshire, they had months of campaigning and debates, and what we were hearing is stuff that would not be really welcomed by Latinos, especially on immigration.
What about, though, on the economy? Because the polling that your newspaper has done has shown that the economy is right up there with immigration in concern to Latino voters. Do you think that the messages that the GOP candidates are offering on the economy are going to resonate with Latinos?
Well, maybe some Latinos. They're offering their usual message of getting government out of the way and just letting... you know, the private sector do its work and just letting growth happen. And they want to retreat whatever help the government can give in this respect. You know, it is true that a lot of Republican voters are very, very worried about deficit and spending and bigger government and the health care reform. They're offering to, for example, eliminate the health care reform. You know, they call it Obamacare. And that's something that's not popular with Latinos. We have done polling on that. And Latinos actually like Obamacare, quote unquote, and because they feel, and this is a significant ideological difference about from most Latino voters, they feel the government should have a hand in the welfare of people, in the health, in the education area, and you know most Republican voters that I've talked to in Iowa and New Hampshire just talk about government as if it was something bad that happens, and they don't want it in their lives, quote unquote.
Pilar, you've been talking to voters in New Hampshire and I guess in Iowa also, and one of the things that you mentioned is that the views that you've been hearing on immigration from the average rank-and-file Republican voters are actually more moderate and more nuanced than the messages that are coming from the candidates.
Different polls have shown that many Republican voters are even for legalization of certain immigrants, you know, in a certain way. So I went out and I said, well, I'm going to look to actual people to see if this is reflected.
And what did you find?
So I found that there's certainly more flexibility in people. When you talk to them and you engage them, you know, and I always introduce myself. I'm from Spanish newspaper, you know, I cover this and I write in Spanish. And they were always very nice to me. And, you know, they would say things like, for example, yes, we are worried about illegal immigration. We don't want people to come illegally. That's a very, very big point with American voters, especially Republican voters. They don't like the illegality, but they don't understand that people don't come illegally because they want to. They think it's something they do just because it's convenient. They don't understand the complexity sometimes of the immigration process and it's how hard it is. But at the same time, they don't want to send them all back and just, you know, destroy their families. Many people feel compassion about the families. And so I had this husband and wife team where he told me that he wanted to take away the right to be a citizen when you were born here, you know, which is called the birthright citizenship. And the wife said, no, I don't think I'm comfortable with that. I don't think we should take away citizenship. So this is the kind of typical thing I found in talking to people, that they have this nuanced view of immigration.
But when the candidates talk about sending everyone who is undocumented back to their home countries and having them get in line and apply for citizenship, who then are they speaking to if what you're finding is that Republican voters are not necessarily in favor of that?
Well, the thing is that that sounds logical for people. That sounds moderate for people because they don't understand. Maybe they haven't looked at the issue closely. You know, Iowa and New Hampshire have very few Latinos, have very few immigrants, recent immigrants. And so I don't think they've had a chance to really look at the issue up close. The issue has not been a big issue in Iowa or New Hampshire at all. You know, the two debates in New Hampshire didn't even mention immigration.
But there was so much talk about it early on. I mean, there were Rick Perry's comments about in-state tuition, and then there were Newt Gingrich's recent comments about maybe legalizing certain people. So it has been very much there in the mix, and it's actually been one of the wedge issues that's separated the candidates out from one another because they're sounding very similar on a lot of other issues. But now, as you said, in New Hampshire, it's not even being talked about.
No, and it was even bigger in 2008. I remember in the Republican primary in 2008, Romney attacking McCain on that. You know, a lot of Romney's news releases that were sent, you know, were about immigration, you know, because he had a Spanish campaign during the primary. He had a campaign in Spanish, and he was very, you know, very harsh on immigration. And in this time, he doesn't have a campaign in Spanish, and he just doesn't talk about immigration except when he's asked. So something has happened. Actually, the economy has become so big for most Americans that the deficit, it's just a big issue for Republicans. So that has basically erased a little bit, you know, immigration a little bit. Maybe it will come up when they go to other states, you know, Florida and the western states. It's likely to come up when they go to Arizona or, you know, California.
Now, in the middle of all of this competition for the Republican presidential nomination, the Pew Hispanic Center released another poll showing that Latino voters are very disappointed in President Obama because of his deportation policies, but they're still overwhelmingly in support of Obama. So what does that mean for these candidates? Does it matter how the GOP positions itself on immigration and on deportation policy? Or is it a given that Latinos are going to vote Democratic and vote for Obama in the general election?
The Republicans basically have created a brand among Latinos of anti-immigrant, you know, rhetoric. And even as Obama has deported so many people, all the local laws and all the state laws that have passed have been pushed by Republicans. And Latinos do know that. You know, they're very aware of that because they know their local representative or their local law, and they're very much aware of that. And now the question with Obama is Obama going to be able to turn them out to vote? You know, people still trend Democratic and they still somewhat like Obama, but are you going to be as enthusiastic as they were in 2008? That's the point. And that's key when you talk about states like New Mexico, Colorado, Nevada, you know, Florida, those four states, you know, Latino vote is going to be really key in those states, and he will need them.
Valeria, while Pilar's been out covering the political rallies, you've been talking to the small but growing Latino population in New Hampshire, and I wonder if you could give us a few vignettes of what you've been finding.
Well, it's really interesting because there are like pockets of Latino communities here in New Hampshire, and one of those is in Nashua, which is a city that has, I think, one of the highest Latino populations in the state, although it's small, it's below the 10%. And, you know, you have these streets full of businesses. You have Dominican hairstylists, multi-services salons, Mexican restaurants, and they're all intertwined. And it's a community that is very close-knit. Everybody knows everybody. And, of course, when you stop by, they're very welcoming, and they are talking about politics. But what I encounter is that, you know, everybody, most of the people that I spoke with in that community, they're trying to rally around President Obama.
So they're not really engaged in the Republican primary.
They are following. They are watching the Republican primary. They are trying to see, you know, which is the candidate that they feel could present the biggest challenge for the president. And, you know, and most of them are talking to me about Romney, that they feel that he could be the most challenging candidate. But they're not that happy with Obama either. You know, there's a lot of disillusionment with the promise that he made, that he was going to try to pass some form of immigration reform. There's also concern about the economy and jobs. I mean, they're concerned about the same issues that everybody else in the general population. But there's that specific thing that he promised about immigration that has disappointed this community. And this is, you know, the ones that have documents and that may have family members that are undocumented. There's also, I notice, a lot of solidarity from those immigrants that they've been here for actually 3 decades towards the new arrivals. And you know, there is a concern about what will happen to this community, even though in New Hampshire there's not the same type of crackdown against illegal immigration like we've seen in other states like Georgia, Alabama, and Arizona, where I come from. There's still a concern because there's been a lot of enforcement from the federal government. Actually, Immigration and Customs Enforcement has been doing some things, and people get deported, and, you know, everybody's life in one way or another in such a small community is touched when these things happen.
New Hampshire is often described as a purple state. It's not really red, and it's not really blue. I wonder if you have a sense if that mix between Republican and Democrat, conservative and progressive, is also reflected in the Latino community. I mean, are there Latino Republicans here that you've encountered?
Yes, certainly. There are Latino Republicans here in New Hampshire that they are following closely the election. But I found them to be more moderate than the Latino Republicans that I met in other parts of the country, like Arizona. They have, like Pilar was saying earlier, a more moderate perspective towards how to deal with the immigration issue. But religion is very important to them. You know, some of them are Christians, evangelicals, and they are attracted to the Republican candidates because of what they say are their moral values, their religious values.
There is also concern across the country, particularly in bigger urban states, California, New York, Texas, and so forth, that small rural states like New Hampshire and Iowa are setting the agenda for who ultimately gets the party nomination. And I wonder if either of you have heard anything about that, either against that, critical of that, or in favor of it from people who are participating in the primary this time.
I have my own perspective, and I think I understand that these are states that are not representative of the diversity of the country because, you know, they're like 95% white. You know, both Iowa and New Hampshire are a very small percentage of minorities. But there's something that happens in Iowa and New Hampshire that doesn't happen anywhere else. And I've been able to see it, and it is the candidates come in contact with close contact with regular people, and they get questioned by regular people. And it's a hard process. I mean, especially in New Hampshire, people are tough questioners. I mean, I've seen these people question these candidates up close, really strong. So I think in a way it's a rite of passage for candidates, and it's good in some way. And I wish it happened in states that would have a little bit more diversity to them so that other groups could actually go to the candidates and question them the way, you know, people in New Hampshire and Iowa do.
Well, Pilar Marrero and Valeria Fernandez, thank you both very much, and good luck on the campaign trail.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Pilar Marrero is senior political writer and columnist at La Opinión, the Spanish-language newspaper in Los Angeles. Valeria Fernandez is a freelance journalist based in Phoenix, Arizona. The producers of this podcast are Sarah Kate Kramer and Jocelyn Gonzalez.
I'm John Rudolph. Thanks for listening.
Feet in Two Worlds is supported by the New York Community Trust and the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, with additional support from the Mertz Gilmore Foundation, the Cyrus Fund, and WNYC New York Public Radio. This program was produced in association with the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism and CUNY TV. Feet in Two Worlds brings the work of immigrant journalists to public radio and the web. We're a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School. Visit our website at news.feetintoworlds.org. You can support this podcast by going to news.feetintoworlds.org and clicking Help Support FI2W.